Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Life on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you so much for joining us. Tonight, I'm going to start off with a bang. We have a live performance to start off the program, live in studio with us right now. This is Cursed Words.
Irrelevant. We are Curse Words. We're gonna do a quick little tune here. That last one is called Bittersweet, Tragedy Equals Reality, if anybody's feeling that right now. That is our brand new single that we just dropped. So, yeah, if you guys are interested in that, it's on all streaming platforms. All right, now for our slow down part of our set.
Thank you.
Curse words, if you guys are just tuning in. We're also tuning. if you can hear the groans in the back, that's our drummer, Meg. Finally sick of us. So if anyone's looking for a drummer, she will be putting out applications as soon as possible. If you guys happen to like this stuff, we got a couple shows coming up. We're actually playing The Fox tomorrow with Self Care and Ghost Teeth. And that's going to be super fun. And then we're also going to be playing Saturday at Pleasant Day Festival. So if y'all are feeling like coming out, having a bop, hopefully it'll be sunny so we'll all sweat together instead of me just sweating, which also always makes me feel weird. Anyway, if you guys are down to get sad, this is our saddest song.
Thank you.
This is the sound of going under. This is the sound of me losing my mind. Never been this time. Lumbering over. This is the sound of my All right, we got two more for you. Also, if you guys like this garbage, once again, we're Cursed Words. We have all of our stuff on the regular streaming platforms and even the weird ones. And so I always like to say that, you know, you can either stream us or you can steal our music. That's cool. We'll probably make the same amount of money. But anyway, a little slow on that one, Meg. Thank you. These are our last two. They've both been released. This one's Chapter 2. But I wanted to shout out my parents who are listening in Port Alberni. Hi, Mom and Dad. Czar is playing your bass, Dad. This is our last song. We'll be right back.
That was Curse Words live on CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thank you for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. I'll be back chatting with the band very, very shortly. This is Life from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Jay Arner on sound engineering. Back with Curse Words after these short messages. A bunch of short messages.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
If the news are getting you down or you're tired of scrolling on your phone, Massey Books is the one-stop shop for you. A 100% Indigenous-owned business that is committed to giving back to local charities, community initiatives, and organizations, Massey Books has a vast selection of rare and unique books, as well as a diverse range of books that are from underrepresented authors. You can shop online at masseybooks.com or visit their store on 229 East Georgia Street in Chinatown. They are open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday to Saturday, and 12 to 5 from Sunday to Tuesday. Their friendly staff would love to give you a hand to find your new favorite read. Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there!
Hey Vancouver, looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury, and Maris, Emotional Oranges, sometimes I love myself, touch myself, and many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com and follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows. Do you want to advertise with CITR Radio and Discorder Magazine? Well, good news. You can. Our copies of Discorder magazine span 6,000 square kilometers and reach 3 million inhabitants across 32 locations here in Vancouver. Advertising with Discorder magazine means being seen from UBC to New Westminster. Along with print, we offer advertising online, offering you a viewership to over 100,000 engaging with our content. From radio ads to Discorder magazine and our online presence, CITR and Discorder magazine knows how to get you seen. Contact sponsorship at CITR.ca to get advertising today. Sponsorship at CITR.ca.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogene Ofegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. This is Life from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm Ben. Thanks for tuning into the program. Joining me in the studio right now is the band you just heard perform live on the air, Cursed Words. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
That was great. Do you want to quickly introduce yourselves to people out there in Radio Land?
I'm Megan. I play the drums.
I'm Zara. I play the bass.
I'm Tara. I play guitar and I pretend to sing.
And your Cursed Words. Can we talk a bit about how this band came about? I saw Instagram. It seems to start 2 years ago. So maybe it's something around that.
Yeah. Meg and I used to play together in an old band.
What's a band called? Is that a secret? Okay, never mind.
It's not a secret. We used to play in a band called Strange Breed.
Okay.
And we did that for about 5 years. And then we pivoted and started to play. Well, once we had a little bit of a relaxed time, and I started to kind of figure out I want to start a new project and reached out to Meg.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah, okay.
So here's what actually happened. Here's what actually happened. So our previous project diverted and, you know, whatever, crash and burn. And so we took that time to discover who we are individually as musicians. And so Tara did their own project and I was kind of doing my own thing and whatever. And Tara calls me one day and Tara was like, "Oh, hey, buddy, do you want to play the drums for me?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know."
She was like, "I've got better things to do, actually.
Let me check my schedule. I mean, I'll try it once, I guess."
She was sitting by the phone waiting for that call to come in.
She's
chewing on her nails as she's telling the story.
Yeah, whatever. So I sit in, and it was just like old times, which was, I don't know, neither good nor bad. And we've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, it's neither good nor bad still. And then funny story with Zara and I won't go into too many details, but we were in that sounds like details. Worse than what it was.
Oh my God.
We were in a music video shoot together because Zara is just like this gorgeous person. And I was playing bass for my friend Jade and Rose. And so we ended up in a music video shoot together. And then
I was just there to like dance. And I honestly don't know what I was there to do. But
you were there to be so pretty,
yeah,
and handsome at the same time.
Eye candy. And Tara texted me about like 4 months after because I had said that I had a Telecaster and also a P bass, which is those are the exact instruments that Tara plays. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. You know.
Yeah.
And then she asked me, how's the music coming? And I was like, oh, it's really good. I'm, you know, getting some good practice in. And she's like, do you want to be in the band? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And I hadn't picked up either instrument. I want to say, like, half a year.
You were lying so well.
Yeah. I was lying. Because I just really wanted to be in a band.
But honestly, though, you're such a sweetie. Like, but as much as we, like, razz each other, everybody in this band is so purposefully in this band. Like, I love all of them so much. And we get along like a weird family.
It's mutual.
And, yeah, can I get that on record, actually? Dear Diary, today, August 7th, Megan says it's mutual. But anyway, so, yeah, so then we got I was thinking about Zara because Zara has a great energy and is just such a nice person to be around. And I was like, yeah, once we got into practice, I was like, yeah, we're going to get this figured out. We're going to learn these parts.
Couldn't play.
But I was so excited, though, because you know what? I would rather take somebody who is such a genuinely good person over anybody who's wicked at guitar, but maybe we don't vibe.
So again, I'm going to interrupt this one. So as Tara was introducing Zara to the band, me, the Debbie Downer, was just like, ugh, like, who are you bringing in now? Oh, my God. And I was like, can they play guitar? And Tara was like, well, like, a little bit. And I was like, can they play bass? And Tara was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know, a little bit. And I was like, are they cool? Oh, yeah, no, they're so cool. Oh, no,
I'm Kermit the Frog in Megan's head.
Absolutely.
That's
how
we hear you.
Yeah, totally. Do they fit the vibe? Oh, for sure, they'll fit the vibe. All right, they're in. And the rest is history.
Was that enough backstory?
That's a great backstory. Yeah. That's fantastic.
We're trying to summarize that in 20 words or less. Yeah. But yeah.
No, that's the kind of story you want to hear. Actually, and it just occurred to me because before the set, you asked me, can we do swear words on the thing? But I kind of now it just occurred to me that the name of your band, Curse Words.
He's got us figured out.
Yeah. For a band called Cursed Words, I think we only have like two songs that have any swearing at all.
Yeah, yeah. We aspire to have more.
Yeah.
We should make our band name like family friendly Cursed Words.
We'll change them.
Nice
words. But I mean it's like double meaning because it's cursed words. So it could mean like curse. Like is that what you were thinking as well? Or is it just
double entendre? Double entendre. We were having some feelings with our previous band falling apart, and so I had this image of like the songs that we were creating, almost like creating a hex, you know, like the cursing of the words, you know. But like, it's not that deep.
This is new information to me.
It's also not that deep, right? Like, it's also a silly kind of like hey, swear word, you know, like it's not that deep.
We're also professional fibbers, so any question you ask us can be made up on the spot. Our life is just like charades and also telephone at the same time.
Perfect. Then does it make it, how do you write your songs then? In terms of lyrics and stuff, like is it just off the cuff and just go nuts?
Well, some of it, Zara and I collaborate on lyrically. Like everybody writes their own instrumental parts completely independently. But some of it is pretty self-reflective. But also sometimes you just kind of want to write something that's a little silly and something that's just like fun to listen to. And so, yeah, some of it's deep and personal, and then some of it's just, you know, I'm feeling good and I want to write something that's going to make people dance and enjoy it.
Right. And then the newer one that I saw, Tragedy Reality, that's not as fun, I guess. It's like a more deep one.
Yeah, I mean, like, lyrically, it is, but
it's kind of like, happy sounding song that I guess the lyrics.
Yeah, we trick the people into dancing.
We get them moving.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a little bit. It's like once again that one's a little bit more self reflective. That's a little bit about kind of being tired of accepting things around you and realizing, you know, it past flaws of like accepting. You know, the past as being better or the present as being better than what it is. And, you know, changing your outlook.
Yeah.
You want to add anything, Zara?
No.
That's all good. It's, you know, talking about songs is kind of also could be tricky. Some people can go off on it, but let's maybe talk a bit about, there's a bunch of shows happening, two shows.
Oh, yeah.
So tomorrow at the Fox Cabaret. At doors at 7 with Ghost Teeth, and there's another
self care.
Yes.
Yeah, their record release show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Their LP.
Yeah, that should be lots of fun. And then you're playing again on Saturday as part of the Pleasant Day Festival in Mount Pleasant in front of Neptune Records. Inside or outside?
I think it's a pop-up stage outside.
Outside, yeah. So that's at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hadn't put that together yet. I was like,
we were going to play in.
No, I was like, we're on the Neptune stage. That's cool. And then I was like, I didn't put it together it that named. It was outside the Neptune record store. That is very cool.
Yeah. I'm sometimes,
I
can't wait to go
sometimes
in
checked out
after and ask them what My Chemical Romance they have.
Yeah,
in
just
the store.
Start, it's always start weeding through. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always no pieces of My Chemical Romance music. It's okay, but I have to ask.
That's no, you should though. Yeah. You have to keep the shtick running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a funny
the people they want to know.
That I do.
And I did see you play at the Catalano Festival, and that's also outside. So how does it feel like playing outside? Like it's different, or you're going to be playing it twice now. So have you played a lot of these shows where you're outside and it's kind of random people that just say that? Or just,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like historically, Meg and I have done a lot. And Zara's also been in previous bands too. Meg and I kind of went off and kind of ignored Zara's past. But also like, if you do want to go off about like playing outside shows, Zara?
Yeah, I love playing outside shows. I feel like I can move a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Usually because we're playing on the ground and there's lots of ground to be on.
The ground is limitless.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's warm out, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second it gets a little bit chilly, my fingers will freeze and stop moving.
Oh yeah. Gosh. Yeah. That's a challenge.
So.
But no, we've been pretty lucky though. Mm-hmm. And then also like, I feel like the energy, because, you know, we have so much rain. I feel like when we start doing outside shows, there's just a better energy to the city.
Cool.
Everybody's having a good time. Go ahead, May.
It becomes almost like a game of like fishing. You know, you'll see people wander by and you're like, oh, I stop.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do we stop? And then they stop and you're like, yes, we did it. Yes. We got their attention, you know, and like, you know, people come and go. But I feel like as a drummer, it's always like a fun challenge of like, I'm always the sweatiest guy, like for sure, like for miles. The wind will catch a cymbal. Yeah. Like it's its own kind of entity of like, what will happen today?
Yeah.
You know, it's
you're casting the wide net.
Absolutely. It keeps me on my toes. I love it. It keeps me young. Love it.
Is the setup a bit different than inside show? Because I don't really play music. I haven't done it outside, but I think it's a bit different.
I feel like it was
sound?
Vancouver, for sure. I feel like people just feel more free.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
Like, the inside shows are great, too. Like, we love playing inside and stuff like that. But there is a different, like, a totally different energy to,
for sure.
to festivals.
I feel like when people go to bars, they feel, like, this pressure to impress people around them. And so, like, I don't know.
Maybe they get too shy?
They get a bit shy. Yeah. And so, you know, you'll have people bopping and that's cool. But like day festivals, like I don't know if everyone's day drunk or whatever, but people bring it and they're bopping and there's children.
They have a kebab and an ice cream cone.
No, totally. People
time.
Are living their best lives like during the day. Yeah.
And you also get to play on kits, like, which is kind of interesting.
Absolutely.
Like probably, I forgot you were by Choices. I don't know, something
we
like that.
We were in between Choices and Safeway.
Yeah, that's
is
right.
Is that not
yeah.
weird? Like, so now when you walk by it, if you do walk by that place and you go, oh, I played there.
I played on the street right
there. Shut the street down. Rock and roll's taking over, baby.
Yeah. I feel a second set coming on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It was busy, too. Like, they recorded last year, there was 200,000 people for foot traffic down the cats like festival. Like,
wow.
It was so busy. Like, I just felt like there was an ocean of people.
That's a lot of feet.
That's a lot of feet. That's like 2 feet generally.
Think of all the shoes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shoes. That's a lot of shoes and socks.
Yeah, and how did you manage to get a gig on Is It Jesus God?
Praying.
By sheer luck.
How did we get that?
Oh,
did you
also Czar's hard work.
I guess Czar kind of figured. Yeah, I guess so.
Let's take both of these mics away for a second. If there's a festival, I have in my notes app on my phone just all of our information, everything that you could possibly need to fill out, like an application for a festival or a show. So,
thank God.
If I see it, I submit to it.
Huh. Have we ended up in the middle of the Princeton Forest, not knowing where we were because of this? Yes.
Absolutely.
But have we ended up in Catalano? Yes.
Well, a band last year, Bill Can, was telling me that they played the Richmond Night Market.
What?
That's awesome.
So
cool.
And then, her other band is playing on Sunday. And it's just, you know, and it's not really music. I mean, I don't know what kind of music you see at Richmond Night Market. I mean, every time I went, it's like a cover band, you know, whatever. But I don't think they really, they take anything. So maybe
that's
fun.
Maybe. We'll get on it. Hey.
I haven't seen the application yet.
We can take the train down. You don't mind if I put my amp on your lap, do you?
I do.
It's just too heavy for me.
I think they let you park in the side. I think that's all you get, though. I think
nothing. They'll charge you $40 though for the parking.
Yeah,
How much do you think they'll pay us? $2.50 $2.50
I don't even know if you get free food with it. It's
it's really hard out there for bands. Yeah, you know what? Actually, for real, I had a friend who was a roommate for a while that was a poet, and one time she was doing some poetry in Toronto, and she was like, oh, I get about $700 for like 4 or 5 poems. And I was, they were like, what do you get? And I was like,
-$50.
Wow. How much does it cost to park plus our dinner?
Learning poetry. Like, what?
We should just take our songs and then submit them as poems.
As poetry, yeah. And do you think we could do like slam poetry? And then we can make it like a theatrical thing?
Yeah.
Perfect.
You can start off at being kind of do poetry, but then you'd be like, for the next song, we're going to add a little bit to it. And then next thing you know, by the fifth song, it's a full band.
They won't even know
what hit them.
No, we figured out
changing
a new
lanes.
Career, actually. Pivoting right now, actually.
Yeah. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. I'm on the air right now talking to Cursed Words. Thank you so much for coming in. But we have, actually, I got this loaded up, but we always like to play a little game with the band, but usually I'm ready and have the music loaded up.
We forgive you.
I love playing games.
They make me nervous.
Do I need to physically act it out?
No.
Will the people get it? Describe what I'm doing physically.
It's close to it.
Drooling.
It's close to it. So we're going to do, well, I'm going to play, which one is it? Okay, here we go. So we will play a little bumper music and we'll come back and play a little game.
What would you rather do? Would you rather? Would you rather? Would you rather?
It's a very simple game called Would You Rather. There's no win. I mean, there's winning. I guess. I don't know. There's no winning in this game.
We're all losers here.
Yeah.
Whoever shares.
We're all winners.
I want to
win. Right.
How we play Would You Rather is I have a deck of cards that is just a standard deck of Would You Rather for, you know, the stuff you can get at the bookstore. And if you would, each of you would like to pick out a card. If it's really terrible, then feel free to draw another one and maybe just ask everybody and answer yourself the Would You Rather question. Yeah.
Megan, I dare you, if you draw a terrible one, to just do it.
Doing it anyway.
Yeah, do it anyway. Oh no, her eyes are so wide.
Oh.
Is it really bad?
It's interesting.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer. Should I just read it?
Up to you, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, so Yeah, this one's a no-brainer. Would you rather rewrite the U.S. Constitution or redesign the White House? I mean, it's a no-brainer. There's already someone whose name we will not say redesigning the White House as we speak. Yeah. Obviously, I would rewrite the U.S. Constitution for so many reasons.
Maybe keep fascists out. Yeah.
Literally.
Forever.
Everything bad in the world will stop like that.
Like, literally. The amendments are literally there to be amended. They're meant to be changed.
Right.
Like, that is the whole point.
Get
like,
Megan in.
Unbelievable.
Megan for office.
Yeah.
Megan for office.
There
keep criminals out.
Next.
Czar next.
Would you rather play baseball with a fly swatter as a bat or dish towel as a glove?
Oh my God, that would hurt your hands so bad.
Yeah, with really serious questions. I love this.
Yeah. I love
it's
that.
A change from the
changing the world, and I got bad at baseball.
Hey, for some people, baseball is very serious, possibly.
I feel like I would have to go with play baseball with a fly swatter as a bat, just because I think I could do it, probably. I think I could hit it hard enough.
You do have that can-do attitude.
Yeah, but I know that my hand would just snap off if I did the
catching
towel
it with a towel.
Not to get too into sports, but I feel like the good part is that you would always strike out, more or less, so you wouldn't really have to do that much running.
Yeah.
Hey?
Hey, there you go.
Hey.
And no change from if I were to try doing sports with regular equipment right now. So.
Yeah.
See blue sports, so I'll get off the blue one.
Oh, is that what that is? I don't even. There's like there's some rhyme and reason.
Would you rather reinvent? Would you rather invent the wheel or the computer? Well, I'll tell you what. If I could invent either one of them, I would be in a wildly different position than I am in currently. But I'll say the computer. Although I feel like it is destroying the universe, but. Oh, no, now I want to take it back. I want to pick the wheel. I'm too scared of computers, actually.
How do you feel about creating AI?
Oh, my God, I actually feel
how
horrible.
Feel
I'm so sorry, world.
Existence.
Oh, my God, I take it back.
Wow.
Meg?
That was difficult.
Let's do another round. Yeah.
Do you
want to
do one
sure,
more
why
round?
Not?
Okay.
Why not? We got time. We'll do one more, and then we'll call it. And then maybe I'll do one for the entire band.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, that one's boring. Next.
Now we're handpicking.
Yeah.
That is how Would You Rather would happen. We choose
how
the game goes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Another heavy hitter that I selectively thought through and I'm surprised by. Would you rather start your own country or new religion?
Okay, for anybody out there, take 2 seconds to guess what astrology sign Meg is.
Ooh.
One, two. Meg, answer.
I'm a Leo.
What would you like to do, our little Leo?
Neither. I am not responsible nor intelligent enough to run either of those things. And I feel like it would be a lot of pressure and I would just like self-implode and everything would crumble around me. I would do neither.
That is actually wildly different than what I thought you were going to say.
Surprise.
I thought you would want to run your own country because then everybody would have to like listen to you.
Running.
Nobody would be allowed to like fill up their cups in the bathroom. Saying
yes,
everyone wear your socks, please don't touch me with your feet. There would be so many laws.
No,
like it would be
of milk
stressful
left in the back of the van.
Yeah. No cartons of milk.
Well, we don't need to start a country to
that's true. That. Why do you think I'm in a band, Tara?
Aww. Take it away, Czar.
Okay, would you rather be the only person in your friend in your group of friends without a cell phone or social media?
You would happily do both.
Both. If there were no consequences and I could do all social media from a computer, I would definitely just pitch it. I'd pitch it right into the ocean.
Yeah. Very dramatic. It'd be a good time, though.
Yeah.
Off a bridge. Just.
Yeah. So liberating, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think everybody feels that way about their phone, in this band, at least.
And then I just shave all my hair off and just be the freest person in the world.
Wow. Would you start a new
country?
Or
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So would you rather a science experiment made you 10 feet tall for the rest of your life or 3 feet tall? Do you guys want to guess what I would want?
Definitely three feet tall, right?
I'm guessing you've already done this science experiment that's already made you 3 feet tall.
And now you're stuck there, so.
I hate this game.
I will do one for the team, for everyone. We'll see how it goes.
I'm so sorry. We didn't include you. I'm so
oh, no,
sorry.
It's all good.
Where are our manners?
Oh, this is just the this is to explain it. How to play. How do you play Would You Rather? I don't know. There's
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. Like, there's a question on the card.
No, this is like, yeah, group blue is sports.
Deep blue is sports.
It's
yeah.
Sports.
We just got to nix the blue pack out of there.
Okay, this is for everybody who would have to answer, for everybody. Ooh. Okay, would you rather spend a month... why is this a question? Hang on a second. Let me just read this again.
Looks like somebody doesn't know the rules, actually.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. It seems so obvious. Would you rather spend a month traveling around the world with your best friend or a year traveling with your worst enemy? Doesn't that sound... Like, what?
Yeah, charcoal.
Touring, I feel, can be both.
I feel like
who's
I'm
going to
pick another
one.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all going to take turns being the enemy.
Yeah, that one doesn't make any sense. It's almost like they kind of... Okay, let's do this. This is an easy one. Maybe not. I don't know. Would you rather go camping in Alaska without a coat? Or go to the Death Valley without sunscreen?
Oh, Alaska for sure. I'm a delicate flower. I burn so easily, and my complexion would never recover.
But you're camping, though. You can't escape the cold. You would die.
Running.
Unless it's summer. I don't know.
Running. Run the cold.
I guess.
I would assume you won't die in both cases, at least not immediately.
Yeah. I feel like... You could find ways to warm up, but once you get, like, heat stroke, it's over. And I would get heat stroke within, like, 2 hours.
You know what? You get such a great tan, though. You tan so well.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah.
Jealous.
Blood only where the sun shines. Yeah.
That's true. She's got a wicked farmer's tan.
Yeah. It's horrific.
You'll go down in the Guinness book.
Yeah.
Czar?
I feel like if I even just stepped foot in Alaska, I would just stop being able to move. So I'm going to go Death Valley all the way.
It's literally called Death Valley. Like, you think you would survive a place
called He's saying we're going to survive.
I do.
So,
I do. Oh I have the assurance.
In our hypothetical scenario, we're living.
Okay. Assume it's right at the edge of uncomfortableness, but you survive, I guess.
Right on the
Yeah.
So enough water.
Does that mean we're cold?
I mean the question could be, would you rather die from being freezed to death or being burned alive?
Oh, burned alive, for sure.
That's valid.
Oh, well,
the smoke,
sure.
Yes, because the smoke gets you and you're out. You're
you know
not.
What?
I've
now
a
I
lot
feel
about
like
this.
Now I feel like it's two questions. I feel like when you're cold, you just slowly go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I don't want to die, though. If it's in the scenario that we're not dying.
But you're hearing
I assume it's
goes
not
done.
Yeah, let's say you won't die and you won't like get permanent skin cancer or something.
There's nothing. There's no repercussions. I'm going to Death Valley. I love being a lizard. So I want to lay on a rock with Czar. And we're going to babble on about you freezing your butt off in Alaska.
Absolutely. And you know what? I'll be hiking the beautiful mountains.
Sure
I'll
you will.
Drinking glacier water, probably unfiltered.
Getting bacteria,
that would probably be
dying.
What kills me is drinking the unfiltered
water. Yeah, probably would
like,
be.
It just looks too good.
Yeah, totally. You it's from like the sip. Prehistoric era.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
There's like anthrax in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's like a deer having a bath.
I would
at the
drop
top.
80 pounds from the tapeworms in the prehistoric water. And you guys would just be, like, crispy.
We'd be so crispy.
So crispy.
Well, we'd come back like a
no
worm.
Shelter.
No, they didn't say
they
no
didn't
shelter.
Say no shelter.
Camping,
there's
though.
So many... I feel like we're really riffing on this. This this has been your curse.
There are no rules. I mean, but who was the winner tonight?
We're all losers. We're all big old losers.
That's totally fair.
Same as always.
If we had put our energy towards anything that improves the world or makes us money, we would be winners. Mm-hmm. But tonight, we get to be...
us.
And what a gift that is.
Curse word, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
remind. So tomorrow night, I'll remind everybody at the Fox Cabaret, yeah. And on Saturday at the Mount Pleasant Street Festival, Pleasant Day, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So check those out. Plenty of opportunities, and is there other? I'm sure there'll be other shows coming up too. But just pick those.
Honestly, yeah. On our Instagram, we announce everything.
Yeah. How do? Yeah. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, Instagram.
But
TikTok.
Since you don't check your phone or your social,
no,
yeah.
I do.
Pigeon, we like to send invites via yeah. Pigeon too.
I'll just be yelling at the corner of Georgia and Granville. For...
Yeah.
Hopefully, they won't like take you away this time.
You know, I it's okay. I can take it.
It's a good vacation.
Oh, my goodness. What is our social media handle?
Right. Sorry. We're a Curse Words Band on Instagram and
Facebook. And we are setting up a website currently.
Oh, yay. Nice.
And we've got a TikTok. So if you guys like to watch a few silly people doing our weird stuff, we're on there. And also, we will be playing UBC in September.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah,
there's that too.
Truck for Transit.
Oh, okay.
So I'm super stoked about that.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Cool. Excellent. We'll see you back here in September.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks to the band, Curse Words, for performing. Thanks to Jay Arner for sound engineering tonight. Next week, well, I am not here, but I might pre-record a show. Anyways, too much info. You don't need to know. We will be back with the next live band, would be Bloom Effect, and that's in September. We're kind of taking it slow in the summer, so which day it is, go to the website radiohell.ca, and if you're just tuning in and you miss all the fun, go to cihl.ca. You can listen to this program in its entirety on the podcast later on. I'm going to say tomorrow morning, do a search for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, or do a search for Curse Words. I should show up on the website. All right. Also, to let you know, at 11 o'clock, Copy Pace will be on the program. DJ Autonomy will bring you all the greatest electronic music. Stay tuned for Copy Pace. And I am out of here. Thank you.